Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, April the 10th, and thank you for listening to the Kitchen Stitches podcast. This is episode 52. I'm actually going to call it 52B because I actually did record an episode. Gosh, it's been probably a week and a half, maybe almost 2 weeks now. I recorded an episode, didn't get it up. They uploaded immediately, and the more I thought about it, the more I was just kind of unhappy with that episode and decided that I wanted to do it again. Unfortunately, I have not had time. Life has really gotten in the way. I don't know why, but for some reason, I no longer seem to have the time in the morning to record that I used to have. So that kind of causes conflict. And then we've just been running around. It's just been busy. I have really, really missed you guys. And I decided this morning that I'm going to sit down and record, even though it may make me run just a little bit late. Everybody seemed, my husband and kids seemed to get out of the house a little bit earlier than they have been, which I think that's the culprit. I think they, as the school year has gone by, they have gotten out of the house a little bit later each day, it seems like. When they were getting out of the house at 6:30, I had time to actually record. So, after that ramble, let me introduce myself to new listeners. I am Summer. You can find me as Summer Yarns on Ravelry and on Instagram. You can also find me on Pinterest and Goodreads. I'm Summer Newland on both of those. And I did want to mention, I do have a Facebook, and I used to be pretty strict. I mean, I won't say used to. I haven't really thought about it much lately, but I used to be pretty strict about who I let follow me on Facebook or who friended me on Facebook. But I really don't use it the same way as I used to. I don't really post anything private. If you know me and you want to send me a friend request, you're welcome to. I will say that unless I recognize your name right off, like I don't have to figure out who this is on Instagram, who this is on Ravelry. If I know your name, if I know you well enough to know your name, then I will most likely accept the friendship. Don't be offended if I don't. It's just that I do try to keep it with people that I have interacted with a good bit. And like I said, enough to know you by name rather than by username somewhere. Does that make sense? If you are interested in getting to know me well enough to be friends on Facebook, feel free to start conversations with me. Friend me on Ravelry. Get to know me. I am a very friendly person, and I like adding new friends. I don't add without, like, really knowing who you are. Alrighty, I've got that down. I'm going to try to keep this short. It's not going to be short. It's been too long since I've recorded, and I've got too much to talk about. But I am going to cut out the what I've been doing, because honestly, that just hasn't been that exciting. It's just been life. I do want to mention two things that are upcoming, and that are potential opportunities to meet up with some people if you want. So first of all, next week, beginning Tuesday, I will be in Austin for the Texas Library Association Conference. I will be there Tuesday. I'm driving in Tuesday and driving back on Friday. I'm pretty booked up. I looked at the hours for Hill Country Weavers, since that's the closest yarn store to where I'll be. And unfortunately, the one night that they are open is a night that I have plans, so I can't do evenings. But I was thinking that if there is anybody that is not working or has time on Friday afternoon, I could potentially meet up. It doesn't have to be at a yarn store. It could be at a coffee shop or, somewhere else just to hang out for a little while. I think I'll finish my last session at the conference at 2 o'clock. possibly earlier, depending on how I feel. What I was thinking is, if I leave at 2 o'clock from Austin to drive to Houston, I'm going to hit Houston traffic right at rush hour. So I would like to find something to do in the afternoon so that I can leave later and get back to, you know, miss the rush hour traffic in Houston if possible. So if anybody is interested, feel free to message me on Ravelry. I am going to start a thread in the Ravelry group for potential meetups. The second opportunity is the week after that. No, 2 weeks after that. The week of March. Gosh, I am still in March. April 26th, I will be in Washington, D.C. for the Computers and Libraries Conference. And I almost certainly will have Sunday afternoon free. The only reason I wouldn't if there are flight delays. I'll be there. I fly in around 11:15, and I doubt I can check into my hotel until 3. So I have that time to hang out. I do theoretically have dinner plans later in the evening, about 8 o'clock. So I have a good chunk of time on Sunday, which seems like it probably would be the best time for people as far as work goes. So I have that opportunity. I don't have any evening plans Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, as far as I know at this point. There could always be things that come up. So I would love to meet for dinner if anybody wants to. And then Wednesday, I think I will be done with the conference in time. Then I'll have a good chunk of time in the afternoon and evening. Evening for sure, because I'm not flying back until Thursday. So if you are interested, and I know several people have mentioned on Instagram that they would be interested, check the Ravelry group and let's get some plans made. I am really looking forward to meeting some people and hopefully catching up with some people that I met at Into the Wool last year. So let's get this party started. All right. It is full-blown allergy season here. I'm sure it is in a lot of places too. And I don't have terrible allergies, but I do have them enough that the mornings are a little rough sometimes. So I'm trying not to snort into the microphone. I'm trying to pause every time I have a sniffle, but just a heads up in case I miss some. So let's talk about knitting. Let's talk about my finished objects. I have several finished objects to talk about. It is so exciting because I rarely do. So I have finished, since the last time I recorded, 5 items. So let's start with the Baja hat. So I was actually almost finished with this the last time I recorded. I actually finished it the day I recorded last. This is a paid pattern by Hannah Maciejewska, I don't know how to say that. It's Maciejewska. And I did this in Malabrigo worsted in Applewood, which is a really pretty tonal light brown. And the hat itself looks like a basket weave. It was a very simple pattern. The only problem I have, it was recommended, let's see, the circumference was 19 inches and the medium was 22 inches, I believe. I think that's right. And I decided to do the small, but I think that the height, I guess, of the hat for the small was really more child size. And I debated whether or not to add height to it when I was making it, and I chose to just go with the pattern. And I wish that I had added maybe another inch or so, because it fits, but it's a little snug and it's a little shallow. But other than that, it's a really cute hat. I made my first pom-pom for this. It's not very good. I think I want to buy a pom-pom maker, but so far I haven't really done very much of that. So I will think about it. I probably will pick one up next time I'm at Joanne. The next thing I finished were the Leafy Mitts. This is a pattern that was given to me by some friends. They had picked it up in a Vermont yarn store. I don't know the name of the store, but I believe it's in Middlebury, Vermont. And, is that right? I think that's right. And, I believe it was a local pattern, and I have since discovered you can find it on Ravelry. Again, that's Leafy Mitts, and the pattern is by Marin Melchior, Marin Melchior. I'm probably butchering the name again, but I made these out of Malabrigo Rios and Cocoa and Ella Ray Classic Chunky Superwash in color 500, which is turquoise brown. And both of the yarns were also given to me by the same people that gave me the pattern. They had bought them together with the advice of the person at the yarn store. This was a great pattern. They are worked, they're garter stitch mitts, and they're worked side to side, and then Kitchenered at the end. And it utilizes short rows. If you are new to short rows, this is a great pattern for learning because it's not difficult and you don't have to pick up the wraps. And they turn out so cool. They just have this really cool leaf design. Obviously, they're contrasting colors. I don't do color work, but this is probably, I mean, I obviously do color work because this is color work. I've never done complicated color work. This was probably the most intricate color work I've done. And they just turned out so great, and they were such quick knits. I did them in 2 days. It took me probably 3 or 4 hours to do one mitt, and it's just a great pattern. And they're super squishy and comfortable, and they're cute. I had a couple of coworkers actually comment on them yesterday. I was wearing them. It was a little chilly at my desk. The next finished object I have is finally my Trillian, which I've only talked about off and on, so you may not even remember that I was doing it. That is a paid pattern by Martina Bame. I did this in Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in Autumn Flame, which is a reddish brown to a really darker reddish brown. I don't even know how to explain the color. Very pretty, just very basic, asymmetrical, like triangular shawl. Or is it asymmetrical? It's triangular. I don't know. I'm terrible at that. Everybody's made one, or it seems like you see them all over the place. It took me about a year and a half to make this because it was really boring. It was really pretty, but it did not really capture my attention. This was when I finished, I don't remember what I was working on. The last thing I was working on at work, I guess the Baja hat, I took the Trillian and as soon as I brought it to work and had dedicated time just for that project, it flew off the needles. So I finished that. I still need to weave in the ends and block it a little bit. It doesn't need to be blocked much, but I need to block the lace edge on it. And this, I believe, is going to be a gift for my daughter's Japanese teacher, who she requested a hand knit gift. I mean, my daughter requested that I make her a hand knit item to give her at the end of the year. This is the one teacher she's had for all 4 years, and while she's not a favorite teacher necessarily, she, you know, there's a relationship there. And, you know, she did take my daughter along with several others to Japan last year. And when we had our Japanese exchange students in November, she was so excited when I was making hats for them while we were waiting for them to arrive. So we think that she will just really appreciate a hand knit item. So that is what that's going to be. I also finished my checked and squared socks. These are from Sock Architecture by Lara Neal. I can't remember how you pronounce that. I made these in Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in Snapdragon. And these have been on the needles since sometime late fall. I believe it was either November or early December when I cast them on. They were the last pair that I cast on from my brown bag sock club last year. Excuse me. These also took me a long time. I kind of think it's not because of the pattern of the sock at all. I just think I kind of lost my sock mojo after knitting so many last year. And it, you know, these were also extremely spring-like socks. I said there was the Snapdragon colorway, which is a bright, bright, bright spring green with hot pink. And it is, it's a really, really pretty yarn, but it was very springy in the late fall. And I think I didn't really feel that. And these were also short socks. I only did them, they're probably only an inch or two up my foot. So they're, I mean, up my leg. So they're really short and they took me forever. I actually currently don't have a pair of socks on the needles, which is the first time in, and it's been a long time. I actually don't remember the last time I didn't have a pair of socks on the needles. But yeah, those are finished and they have been worn once. And then the other item that I finished is a crocheted cowl that I made from hand spun from the Fat Fiber box that I got in October. I decided to just make an item with all of the samples. And it's kind of, so it's kind of like a little sampler cowl. And it turned out really pretty. I do still need to weave in the ends on that. And there are probably about 14 ends to weave in. So I'm kind of not looking forward to that. This pattern, I picked a pattern on Ravelry. It was a free pattern, yeah. On Ravelry that I was going to make. It was a Mobius cowl. And I messed up the Mobius part. So there's this little wonky bit down at the very bottom. But overall, it's just, I just worked it in the round. I mean, once I messed up and realized that it was not forming a Mobius, I just kept going. Just circle around and around and around until I finished. And it actually turned out really pretty. I will probably soak it and try to block it a little bit. It doesn't really need to be blocked, but maybe I can make it stretch out just a little bit. And it turned out really pretty. I was very happy with how the colors progressed. So those are all of my finished objects, which is, it's great. I just love having so many things off the needles. All right, works in progress. Let's see. Looking at this, is this true? Oh, I missed one here. Let me put this on there before I forget. No autocorrect. All right. So, I am still working on Cerise, which is the second pattern in the Curls book by Hunter Hammerson. I'm doing this in Dream and Color Starry and Purple Rain, which is a very, very, very dark purple that looks black in most lights with sparkle. And I finally have the pattern down, but this is going very slowly. I'm nowhere near being done with this, and I'm rotating through three patterns in the evenings in addition to the sock yarn blanket. And depending on the night, it may only get maybe a row done. It will actually come into rotation this weekend. So depending on what our plans are, I might actually get some good time on it. But most of the pattern I can do with company or while I'm chatting or watching television. But when I get down to the edge portion, I have to think about it every time because it's very, very easy for me to mess it up. So it's not super social knitting. I don't know. I liked the Cesius shawl better or curl better. I think I liked the colors better. I liked the yarn better. And this one is just kind of a slog for me. And we'll see. If I don't like the way it turns out, I will probably gift this one. As I mentioned, I'm still working on the sock yarn blanket. I really kind of lost my mojo on this. I know for sure that I'm just not going to finish this by the time Laura goes to school in the fall, in August. And I know that I'm not sticking this thing in the mail to send to her soon, which means the soonest that I could give it to her is Christmas. And I just, knowing that I'm not going to finish, I don't want to kill myself over it. And I want it to be something that I've enjoyed working on the whole time. I'm still working on it, obviously. I get in, I don't get a square done every night anymore, but I get in probably 4 or 5 a week. And I'm okay with that. She doesn't care when she gets it. So, this could go back with her next summer. Like I said, I'm not sending it in the mail. So, I have 2 opportunities, and otherwise I have until August of 2016 to get this done, because it's going back with her in person. So there's that. The Newton shawl, I am still working on that. This is a paid pattern by Very Busy Monkey that was gifted to me by U Creek Cottage, who is Renee. I believe that was a birthday present. And I'm doing this in Cascade. No, not Cascade. I really need to change this. Let me change that right now, so I will quit doing that every time. I just copy and paste these sections every time I record so that I don't have to retype everything. Dream and Color. So it's Dream and Color Everlasting in Henna. And this yarn is awesome. It is a reddish color, kind of a brick red, but it has pops of this purpley magenta color that I didn't even realize it had. Most of the time when I have worked on this, it has been in the evenings and not in natural light. So all I saw was that reddish color. And then when I was working on it during the day a while back, not very long ago, it was in natural light and I saw all of these beautiful colors in it, and I just fell in love with this yarn. It is a very springy yarn. This is, like I said, it's Dream and Color Everlasting, but they have fairly recently, I believe, changed the base for this yarn, and this is the old base, not the new base. And I really, really enjoy it. It's super squishy and it springs back. It doesn't have any nylon in it, so that was what I was hoping. I was looking for that specifically because I want to be able to block the heck out of the shawl and have it keep its shape. When I did the Very Busy Monkey pattern last fall, I did Saturn's Rings. It's a really pretty pattern, but the yarn has nylon in it, so it doesn't really hold its shape. And I wanted this to be, to hold its shape. The other thing I'm working on is the Yowza Weigh It Shawl, and this is version 3 that Susan B. Anderson released fairly recently. I started this 2 or 3 weeks ago, so it's at least that old. And this is a paid pattern, and I'm using Miss Babs Yowza in Blue Ridge, which is mostly blues with some pops of green. And like I said, I started this about 3 weeks ago, and it's going really well. It's a super easy pattern. Everybody's talked about the Yowza Weigh It Shawl and how you really don't have to think about it. And that's true. This one, it's just garter stitch with some increases. And at 50%? Actually, I don't remember. At some percentage, when you have a certain amount left, you do something different. And this one has, I chose this one, like I said, this is version 3. And it's got a ribbed edging as opposed to the ruffles that the other ones have. And I like that better. All right. And the last thing that I have been working on is my TGV. I finally picked this back up. I cast this on for the Ravelinix last year. So February of 2014. And I have only worked on this a little bit up until now. I pick it up every once in a while. I think I started it knowing that I wouldn't get finished and that I had a bunch of stuff on the needles at the time. And I had put it aside. I took it on vacation, so I got some done there. And this was one of those things I kept thinking, oh, well, surely I've, have done this amount, and I would weigh the ball and realize that I hadn't done very much at all. So I finally, this one is now my work, quote, knitting. So I have it at work, and I just reached the portion of this pattern. Oh, this, by the way, is a paid pattern by Susan Ashcroft. And it is a garter stitch pattern. It's just a garter stitch shawl, and then when you reach the 50% point, you do, it turns into ribbing. I'm not giving away secret sauce because I'm not telling how you actually do the increases. But I just yesterday got to the ribbing portion. So I am making progress on this. So I'm at the 50% point, and those rows just really increased. It just literally doubled over, you know, overnight. And what was taking me, I could usually get a row done over a break, which is a 15-minute break for me. I'm not sure I can do that anymore. It may take me two breaks to get one row done. So this isn't, even though it is my dedicated knitting for work breaks and lunch times, I'm not sure how quickly it will go just because of how long the rows are. But I am making this out of Undead Yarn in the Zombified colorway, and it is, excuse me, it is a neon green with splotches of black, and it is very interesting looking as a shawl. I think I probably would have been better served to do socks with the yarn rather than a shawl, because I'm not sure it's my style. And sorry, Heidi, the yarn is lovely, but I the only time I can see myself wearing this as a shawl would be around Halloween with like a zombie theme. Now, a coworker of mine looked at it yesterday. She says, well, you could wear it in the summer because it's really bright green. It would be really pretty. It's not my colors. So this one is really cool. It is a really cool shawl, and I think it's going to be really cool to look at. I just don't know how much wear it will get. It may be one of these things. I may make it, and I may gift it. Or it would have to be the right recipient. But or maybe I'll do a giveaway for it on the Ravelry group. Again, Heidi, I'm not knocking the yarn, because the yarn is lovely. It's just, it's a very interesting TGV. Yeah, I love it, actually. I love working on it. But every time I look at it, I'm like, I can't see myself wearing this. I'm just not a neon person. Actually, just to show how much of a not a neon person I am, back in December when there was the Instagram trend, what was it? Get your yarn wishes granted or whatever it was. Somebody's yarn wish was, some indie dyed yarn that they hadn't had. One of them being Kirby Warby. You know, there was, you know, Kirby Warby and several others that they had never tried. And I had a skein of Kirby Warby in the Bermuda Triangle colorway that I had gotten. And again, a beautiful yarn, but it was neon, and I looked at it, and of course it would have made great socks, but they were not my colors. It just wasn't my colors. And I gifted that. So to give Kirby Warby away because it was neon, just obviously neon and me are not the best of friends. I can appreciate the beauty of it. I just generally don't wear it. I'm gonna quit going on about that. Let's talk about spinning for a few minutes. I don't have very long before I'm going to really be running late. So spinning. I am loving spinning so much. I love it, whether it's on my spindle or whether it's on my ladybug. It is one of my favorite things to do right now. I literally will daydream about spinning when I'm at work. Is that sad? I don't know if that's sad. I just love it. So on my spindle right now, I actually have two things on the spindle, on two separate Turkish spindles. I have one that's a bat. My mom made it SSK, which she told me is, the fiber was donated by Gail's Art. And, it's very autumny. I don't know how to explain it. There's some kind of, yellow green and some reds and blues. And the overall effect is very autumny to me. I split the bat in half, and I'm going to do two cops. and then ply them together. And I'm almost done with the first half. I think the next time I spin, I'll probably get through with that first half. And it's really pretty. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to spin that I have. It's a bunch of different fibers, so it's not consistent. And some of it spins easier than others. But it is good practice, and it is really pretty. And it's spinning pretty thin. It will be really, really pretty plied up. I'm curious to see how much yardage I'll get on this. And then the other one that I am working on my other spindle, is Smoky Mountain Fibers Falkland in Saturn. And I am finished with the singles on that. I just need to ply that, which I usually spend 15 minutes in the morning before work spinning on my spindles and then go to work. And since I'm recording today, I won't get that done. So I'll do that later today. At least I'll start plying it later today. And this actually came, I'll mention it, but I did get a fat fiber box in March, and this is one of the samples from that. And I love the colors. It is orange and kind of a magenta, or it's a purpley pink. And the colorway is Saturn, which she said it is inspired by Saturn, which is not that color, so I'm not quite sure. I did see when I Googled it, there was an image of Saturn that was a different type of photography. I don't know what you call it, like spectroscopy, not spectroscopy, I don't know. It was something where the colors were flipped, and that looked more like it. But really, to me, it looks like a sunset, and it's really pretty. I almost bought a full braid of it when I saw that she had some in her shop, and then decided, because the yardage wasn't as much as I normally get, most of the bumps that I've had, or braids, have been about 4 ounces, and this was significantly lower. And since I'm just not getting that much yardage yet, I felt like I wouldn't get enough to do anything with, unless I applied it with something else. I suppose I could do that. I've got a kitty visiting me. So that's on my spindle. And then on my ladybug, I finished the Brazen Stitchery Polworth and Rainbow Connection that I suppose I was talking about the last time I recorded. And I did that as a 2-ply, and I got around 260 yards of a fingering to a sport weight. This was by far the best spinning I have done, and it turned out fabulous. And I cannot wait to knit something with this. Oh, I just can't wait. I loved this so much. I mean, there's not a whole lot to say. It's a rainbow connection, so obviously it's a rainbow. And I really, really enjoy spinning the Polworth. Oh, well, I guess there is something to say about it, because I probably did about 3/4 of this, maybe not quite that much, 2/3 maybe, of this on the spindle. And then I was just having a really hard time spinning it on the spindle. I'm not really sure why, but as soon as I put it on the wheel, it spun like a dream. I loved spinning the Polworth on the wheel. It was just a great spin. So I will definitely buy more Polworth and work on that. And currently on the ladybug, I have Unwind Yarn Company Merino Tessa Silk in Evergreen, which is a really pretty, it's variegated greens, from a very, very pale green, like almost white, up to a very, very, very dark evergreen color. And it's spinning fabulously. I'm getting really thin spin on this. And I am probably about maybe 2/3 of the way through the second bobbin on this. I divided it in half and am very pleased. I'm hoping that I can finish this over the weekend, and then I can ply it up before I go to Austin. But I'm loving this. I'm so sad that Dana's not going to be doing any more fiber for a while, but I understand. And, you know, I can't imagine prepping fiber anyway, and to do it while you're pregnant, I can certainly understand why she's going to take a break from that for a while. But I need to see if she puts any more up on her shop, see if I can grab some before she stops. Anyway, So that is all of the yarny stuff. I have not really done any cross stitch. I might have done a couple of nights worth since I recorded last. I just don't have the mojo for that right now, and that's okay. It'll wait. Enabling and acquisitions, like I mentioned, I did get a fat fiber box in March, and this one was C'est la vie was the theme. So it's very spring-like. A lot of the stuff, there's kind of, you know, obviously a French theme. They only had a mixed box this month, which is both yarn and fiber, and some buttons and some stitch markers. And like I mentioned, I'm working on one of the samples for that right now. I think I used one of the mini samples for the blanket. It was Aquari Fibers. And then, I really enjoyed that. What I need to do is make a note of those when I use them so I can talk about them. I had tried to do an unboxing video and the cat got in the way. And then I did one and I actually was good, but when I was trying to trim it and actually, instead of cutting what I wanted to cut and leaving the rest, I cut all the rest and left what I didn't want. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was frustrating. And then I also got some gnome makers. I got some Easter mini skeins and then DK Scruffy Gnome in Kiwi, which is a Tweedy green. I decided I wanted to make a hat out of that. Okay, so this has gone longer than I thought it would go. I knew it was going to go long, but I wasn't sure exactly how long. And unfortunately, I have got to go to work, and I really want to get this out. So I am actually going to not do the In the Kitchen and What I'm Reading for this episode. I'm going to save it for the next one, or maybe I'll do just a quick little mini episode for In the Kitchen over the weekend and just talk about the things I have. I really only have two things. I have three things that I want to talk about. So maybe I'll just do a quick little 15-minute update to kind of as an addendum to this post when I have some time this weekend, because that won't take very long. But I really do want to get this up, so I'm going to go ahead and end this, and I will talk to y'all very soon. And like I said, I'm going to start a thread in the Ravelry group for anybody that maybe wants to try to get together over the weekend. And I mean over the weekend, when I am in Austin and when I am in DC. So I will talk to you all soon. I really hope that it won't be another however long it's been since I recorded. I miss talking to you guys, and I will talk to you again soon.